All right, a pleasure to have Susan Slesser of the Chronicle join us. Susan, how are you this morning?
I'm great, Marty. Happy second day of the season.
Boy, I'll tell you, how about the first day of the season? For me, opening day is always special, and the Giants know how to do it. But how did you feel yesterday about it?
Yeah, highly entertaining. Nobody was expecting the Brandon Belt boat entrance, including the Giants players, who I think got various degrees of absolute kick out of it. So, yeah, that was fun, set the tone. And then as he mentioned, you know, after something like that, you've actually got to do something in the game. You know, he strikes out in his first at bat, and he thought, uh-oh, maybe I shouldn't have ridden on a boat. But, you know, they made it fun. They made it light. Great celebration of baseball. Beautiful day. Absolutely gorgeous day at the ballpark. So I don't think Giants fans could ask for anything more, even a little extra baseball.
No, it was torture. You know, this is what they go through. It really is. But, you know, Webb pitched an excellent game yesterday. He twisted his ankle there when he and Belt were doing the cha-cha over that ball hit down the line. But I thought Webb was terrific.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a superior pitcher. He's shown that he's even got more, I think. I was asking around the other day, like, is there more in there? They kept saying early last season, we know that this guy has room, you know, has more ceiling. We expect more from him. And they think that's still even possible. I mean, that puts him in a very elite category of pitcher for me.
Boy, interesting day at the park as well. One of your colleagues, a female official scorer yesterday, and four in baseball yesterday. I think that's the first time.
Yeah, Allie Irving, who works at the Chronicle and has done a lot of work behind the scenes for the last 5 or 6 years in both Oakland and San Francisco, running stats, all that kind of thing for MLB. And she is in the rotation now as one of the official scorers in the Bay Area, which is wonderful for any number of reasons, but especially she's fantastic and she knows her baseball inside and out. So, yeah, history making yesterday, which we love to see.
Yeah, Chuck Dibdahl. Remember Chuck Dibdahl? He was a scorer for many years in San Francisco and in Oakland. He told me you get paid $175, $1 for being the scorer and $174 for the aggravation.
from the number of second guesses that you get.
Everybody helps.
I do have to mention that Susan Fornoff was a longtime scorer in the Bay Area, so this is not a first in terms of a woman being an official scorer in the Bay Area, but first on opening day, and first here at Oracle Park.
All right. Well, that goes back to when I was trying criminal cases, so that one I don't remember that. Okay. Brandon Belt, interesting player. Isn't he on the team? I guess the captain. He made himself the captain. But the two Brandons together, you know, every team has a personality. And I tell you, Belt is the personality of the team. He's goofy. He comes through. He has 5 at-bats or 10 at-bats in spring training, and he walks out yesterday and puts one in the pavilion.
Yeah, and he didn't look all that comfortable during the spring. You know, he looked a little rusty, and yeah, no problem. And the bunt was really key. You know, neither team was doing much at that point, and takes advantage of the shift. Yastrzemski had tried to do it a little bit before that, and then the Marlins didn't really make the adjustment at all. You know, knowing that the Giants are a team that, and I love it, that do bunt against the shift. A misplay and the Giants get on the board, and that really, you know, I think that goes a little overlooked in the grand scheme of yesterday's game. That got them going 100%. I think it got Belt going a little bit too, you know, after looking a little bit rusty all spring, and as I said, kind of feeling like, hey, maybe if I make a big deal entrance like this, I need to actually do something in the game also.
Very funny. No, he's terrific. Susan Slesser joins us from the Chronicle. Joey Bart had a good game. And how about Mark Hallberg? You know, the two runners he sent, you know, are guys who run with a refrigerator on their back. You know, they're not that fast. And
yeah.
Both of them rough scored the winning run, and Bart scored on the Belt bunt that was thrown down the line. How about that?
Yeah, I'm going to argue that Bart for a catcher is pretty fast. Now, I mean, obviously that's quite a caveat, right? But you line him up against the other catchers in the big leagues. I think he probably is among the first finishers. But yeah, Darren Ruff got on his horse, as Austin Slater said, unhitched the trailer. No doubt in Slater's mind that Hulberg was making the right call there. You'd love to see it. Look, that is not an easy coaching job. It's just not. I mean, how many times have we seen over the years close plays go the wrong way? Third base coaches come under a ton of fire, no matter what their track record. It's such a what have you done for me lately job. It's not easy. And you have to take so many things into account now, and there are all the advanced analytics that go into it now. It's not just, oh, the ball's hitting the gap, I'm going to send this guy. You've got to know arm strength. You've got to know tendencies. You got to know your own runner. You've got to know so many different things that are going on. And, of course, the situation, which always, you know, is really the big deciding factor. So a great way for Mark Hulberg to start his Giants third base career coaching job after following a legend. Ron Wotus is as good as it gets there, you know. So really, really, really nice to see.
Yep, the professor, and he'll be on with us tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. Always love having Will on with us. You talk about base running. Ruff got picked off. Yes, base running wasn't great yesterday. He got picked off. Devon got hung up in the 10th inning, which could have cost the Giants the game, really. There were a couple of mistakes on the field.
Yeah, brutal. Duggar throwing to the wrong base. You know, these are the things that you hope get work out of your system in a normal spring training. I think having a compressed spring training probably leads to a few more early season mistakes, I'm guessing, across the league. The Giants are not a sloppy team. Now, I will say that Gabe Kapler did spend a lot of time during the spring saying after games, we were too sloppy today. We need to clean it up. So that is going to continue to very much be a thrust, I think, here in the early going. I just feel awful for Dubon, because that has now become the label on him. He makes too many mental mistakes. And we've seen it. We've seen it a lot. This is a guy who does have a lot of ability, a lot of talent, and I think he now really second-guesses himself. And Gabe Kapler said that after the game yesterday. Like, he's now gotten confidence defensively. He's gotten confidence offensively. The base running, sometimes because he knows he has this history, he gets a little hung up, a little unsure. Kapler thought he should have just tagged and gone. Mm-hmm. But he didn't. Wrong decision. And you know what? That's not a tag you want on you. It's just not. When it comes down for a guy who's sort of a last roster piece kind of guy, if it's between you and somebody else and you got this label, you're probably not going to be the guy that sticks.
Well, the Giants used 7 pitchers yesterday. They've got 15 on the roster, so I guess they need them all. There's so many pitchers. There's 300 relievers, I think, in Major League Baseball. As I said in the open, I haven't heard of 200 of them. So, yeah, but the Giants have, at least they have the right names coming out of the pen. But, you know, when you bring in 6 relievers, there's no guarantee they're all going to have it. And Leon threw one in this Jacob Stallings wheelhouse. Stallings hurt the Giants last year, if you remember, with the Pirates.
Yeah, and, he's a good player.
And then, all right, let's talk to Duvall for a second.
Yeah.
Well, what's going on with this guy? The guy throws 100. And, you know, 100, put it under your chin, throw 100, and he's slider crazy. And he hung one to Chisholm, and Chisholm didn't miss it and popped it out in left field.
When he has not been at his best, that's been the issue, is that he goes to the slider a little too much. And, you know, maybe big situation opening day, maybe a little, you know, looking a little bit too much to his comfort zone. When he was great down the stretch last year, you know, he was throwing the fastball exactly the way you're describing, throwing it up in the zone, throwing it in, making batters very uncomfortable, and setting up that slider. It is a great slider, but, man, the fastball is great, too. He just doesn't seem to have quite the confidence in it all the time that he does in the slider. So, you know, he will be back in there in a high-leverage situation. There's just no doubt. You're right. Not everybody has it in every game. And the more relievers you use, the more apt somebody's going to have an off day. But here's the good news is John Brebbia, after looking only so-so last year, coming back from injury, to be expected. He looks good. He looks reliable. He is a veteran guy. He's very sharp, very savvy. That's a nice addition to the bullpen if he continues on that track. Jose Alvarez, man, three-pitch strikeout in a big situation. Also, you know, very nice. So we can focus on those positives today, Marty.
Oh, absolutely. The left side for me is terrific. Left side of the pen. I was surprised that Brebbia was used instead of Littell yesterday. But
I was too. We didn't really get a chance to get into too many of the details with Kapler after the game. You know, it's a big, you know, opening day, and the way everything transpired, there were so many big things. But I want to ask him today why Brebbia, because that was an interesting decision, and obviously it works out, and I like it. Littell's available today.
Estrada. Thunder in his bat. How about that? How about a dramatic home run? And look, we remember these opening days, and that was a huge home run.
Yeah, it's funny. Kind of got a little bit lost in the shuffle with all the, you know, the heroics and the tents and all the Brandon Belt stuff yesterday. This guy has shown more and more power. They knew he had it. I think he's yet another one of those players who's really benefited by coming to the Giants, working with the Giants staff, understanding his strengths, and working on the power. You know, came in, you know, like our cliched best shape of his life kind of thing. Got slowed a little bit after getting hit by a pitch, but didn't lose anything at all, even after missing a few games. He just has looked absolutely outstanding. And honestly, I think we might have a situation when Tommy La Stella comes off the injured list, in which La Stella winds up DHing more often than not. In terms of defense, Estrada is clearly the better defensive player. And if he's swinging the bat, too, it's going to be tough to get him out of the lineup.
Yeah, made a nice play to end an inning. And then it should have turned a couple of double plays and threw one away. But Crawford and Estrada, I agree with you. I see them as being the double play combination. Susan, great to have you on. I know you got a lot of work to do today. I'm excited about the pitching matchup today, Lopez and Rodon. I can't wait to see Carlos Rodon. 6'3", 250, and he has that look in his eye.
He does. Yeah, great season last year. Really excited to be with the Giants. I talked to him yesterday about the ballpark. You know, he's going from what he called a Cracker Jack box ballpark in Chicago to a little bit more spacious place, and he loves the defense behind him, and who wouldn't?
This is going to be good. All right, have a great afternoon. We'll talk to you again. Thanks, Susan.
Fantastic.
All right. That is Susan Slusser of the Chronicle. Always a pleasure to talk some ball with her. All right, more coming up. We'll come back with a couple of predictions. And I think Walter Icabalseta has his prediction. And, of course, Walter's going to work with us this year. Sandra G as well. And we've got more coming up for you on the show. And, of course, Bill will be coming up next with Stephen Okert. And we've got good baseball. Pablo Lopez, Carlos Rodon. And this is going to be some matchup today. But, boy, what a day yesterday. So much to talk about. Plenty more coming up. KMBR 680-1045, the sports leader.